This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. I'm Roshan Gunnison and welcome to The Morning Run. In studio with me this morning and for the whole week, Noel Lim and Kusu Chuang. How are the both of you doing this morning?
Woo, 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 woo. Feet, here we are.
Day
four of the week, one more to go.
Day four of the week, day two of the movement control order. And I think today's 6 to 7 a.m., 6 a.m. stretch is going to be focused on helping you deal with this, because it is, I mean, I don't know about you, but I have family members and friends who are already a bit stressed out about
going
it.
Going a bit stir crazy, is it?
A little bit.
Huh? Why cannot deal with each other, is it? Yeah, I think that's what happens when you put people in the confined spaces for a long time.
And not by their choice.
Apparently, you can't even go out and have a run. You have to stay in the house.
Yes, so, that's what Muhyiddin said last night.
Yeah, the Mu.
I think there was also amongst all the things, there was a bit of ambiguity about what you can and what you can't do. So the Prime Minister went on, had a press conference last night and basically said, just please stay at home. I think that was the message that he was eventually got to. Don't go out here. Don't go out there. This is not a holiday. Stay home.
It's not a holiday.
Don't go climbing. Don't go to the Marmark shop.
Last time I tried to go. I had to go to ATM to get some cash lah. Otherwise, I wouldn't. You know, Noel Lim wouldn't talk to me. And then I went out there, and the streets were so empty. It was like The Purge. You know the movie The Purge, right?
Can we not talk about The Purge right now, John?
Well, assuming you've seen the story, the movie, lah. But it's a bit like that. It's like, ooh, there's nobody around.
It is a bit spooky.
Yeah, it's a bit spooky.
Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin also recommended watching HBO. So I don't know if that was a little subtle endorsement.
He's just giving suggestions.
But basically, stay
home.
Maybe
he's never heard of Netflix, lah.
Maybe. You know what? Trevor Noah had also put up a video and he was basically saying, in no other time will anyone ever tell you to go home. Stay home, watch TV, use your phone. So maybe do that while we are all dealing with it. But let's take a look at what we've got coming up in the next hour. Chuang, what do you have up for us?
Well, I've got this interesting yarn from Fast Company giving hints, six basically ways to deal with conflict and stress when you're in at home and you're in restricted situations.
And Noel, what about you?
Well, are you panicking about working from home? So these are some suggestions on what to do.
So basically, we've got all the theme today is helping you deal with working from home. And up next, we're going to be talking about a few ways to fight boredom and anxiety during this movement control order. If you've got any tips, please let us know over on Twitter at BFM Radio or drop us a message on WhatsApp at 018-789-8899. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9. Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Gunnison. In studio with me this morning, Kusu Chuang and Noel Lim. And that was Sweetness and Light by Lush. And right now we're taking a look at some tips to fight boredom and anxiety during this movement control order. I think, I don't know about you, but I already have family members who are already feeling a little fidgety being stuck at home.
Yeah, well, my kids already drive me mad, so I'm already insane by now.
Well, maybe they are saying the same about you.
Definitely, 120%.
So what do you do to keep sane?
Watch movies lah. Let them do their stuff, you know. I stay in my man cave. I've got a little shoebox of a man cave and I do my stuff in there. That's what I do.
Fantastic, Chuang. Noel, what about you?
Well, I'm starting to do a lot more housework.
That's good. Housework is good.
So good exercise, right? And then, in this article, I think number 7, learn how to cook better. I think in my case, learn how to cook.
I relate to that. One thing, doing the housework part is actually quite interesting because I have found myself taking breaks because we do 1 week in, 1 week out. So I have found myself taking breaks, 5-10 minute breaks to clean up a little bit of the house here, there, everywhere. And after months of procrastination, I've actually set up my desk at home properly and my room is actually in some kind of order, which is, I guess, the pleasant surprise of working from home. But, I mean, there's only so much you can clean. But there is a need to find a new routine, right? Because coming to work is a routine in itself.
Well, strangely enough, last couple of weeks ago, it seems like an eternity now, when the government that we know today came in through the rear door, I felt an overwhelming need to clean my desk. I don't know why. And then after that, I had to have a shower. I don't know why. Maybe it's mental. Read into that what you will. But what I've learned to do now, in fact, in the last few days, is to edit video. You know how you got your smartphone cameras now and you've been taking tons and tons of like family videos from holidays? I've got so many videos which I've accumulated through the years. I could never edit them because I never knew how to do Final Cut Pro and all these like really changa soft video software. Finally, my video guy passed me the software, OpenShot, and I finally learned to edit video. I've been going nuts on that thing. It takes so long to edit one video. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I understand because I actually don't know why you went with thinking about Final Cut Pro because I used to edit video as well.
It's tough, right?
Yeah, but I used iMovie on my Mac. It was simple. I just put in videos there. And my first few vlogs were terrible.
Well, do you know, there's only two kinds of people in this world. Rich people and poor people. Rich people use Apple products. Poor people use Windows products, right? And I'm a poor person, right? So... Well, I've never heard of iMovie.
Don't be so modest, Chuang.
No lie. I mean, the Roshan is, you know...
There's also Windows Movie Maker, Chuang.
I don't want to use that.
But can I suggest something? Well, there's this website called designs.ai. You can make explainer videos. Yes. Apparently, it crawls the website, the sites to fit the kind of content that you're looking for. So it's a Malaysian company, so that's something actually I plan to check
out. I think Karamjit told me about that site. I'm going to check it out. Designs.ai, is it?
Yes.
And this, I like the, they've recommended here, number 6, catch up with loved ones over video calls. This is something actually I've been doing as well because we've got family in Europe, in Australia, and this is a good way of just putting your phone one side and just having virtual company essentially. Because if I'm talking to my sister, she's doing her own thing. And I'm doing my own work, and eventually, it's kind of like you have a colleague in your home office. It is actually quite nice to do. It gives you a bit of company, lah.
The other thing I've been doing as well, in much the same vein, is going nuts on Zoom, man. Zoom.us. I got the free version. It's quite high res.
I see you moving your phone everywhere
you go.
Yeah.
It's quite high res. You can talk. It's very clear. This little buffer.
Who are you talking to? To your wife?
No, my training partner, you know. Here and there, my friend in the UK.
I mean, if it's not clear, Chuang has really gone into video recently. It's he's got a phone stand on his phone right now. It's a tripod. He's got a tripod on his phone right now. I'm just sorry that you can't see it. It is quite amazing. You just see him walk around the office holding the tripod with his phone.
Yeah.
You know, I have some concerns about privacy too.
I'm not asking, by the way. I'm just videoing.
Yeah, but I mean, whatever it is, I think the most important thing when it comes to starting to work from home is building a new routine. Because a lot of us, the routine is to wake up, shower, hopefully, and then go to
shower,
work.
Hopefully.
I mean, you
that
don't know.
That's Muhyiddin's advice.
Yeah, so build a routine. Whether it's you go outside and stretch, and while you can't go out for a run, skipping a little bit of weights here and there, something to just get you moving a bit. Building a new routine to start the way you work, I think, is a great way to build the routines to help fight all of this and maintain some sanity at home. We're going into a few messages right now, and up next we'll be talking about some of the main concerns about working from home and the tips that we have found on the internet. In the meantime, if you have any thoughts here, let us know over on Twitter at BFM Radio or drop us a message over on WhatsApp at 018-789-8899. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanisan. With me in studio this morning, Noel Lim and Koo Soo Chuang. And that was Postal Service with Such Great Heights. And we're taking a look at some of the concerns. Throughout the hour, we're taking a look at ways to help deal with working from home. And right now, we're specifically focusing on some of the concerns that may come out of it. Things like inability to be productive, distractions, and just feeling disrupted. Chuang, Noel, do you have any advice, sage advice here for everyone out there?
I think the main thing here is about the feeling of anxiety may actually arise, right? Because you cannot get to work, you cannot see your colleagues, or even maybe you want to actually go back to your hometown to visit someone, your relative, and you are not able to do it and you have to stay at home. And then there's all these anxieties about whether you will still have a job in 2 weeks' time or even in a month's time. So I think, we all have to stay at home for now. So I think for me, my routine really is about stretching, even doing some meditation and maybe catching up with friends online.
Yeah, I can understand why you might feel that way in Malaysia, but, you know, I should think there's little panic about working at home. It's nice. The fridge is only a couple steps away. You can take a shower anytime. You can do your ablutions anytime. You know, that's always a good thing. The internet has made it possible to communicate with anybody, anywhere in the world, anytime. I don't think there should be any panic. I guess the only, for me, the stress and anxiety, if at all, should come from the state of the economy, because you don't know where business is going to be. You don't know whether you're going to have a job. And you don't know, there's so many things that you don't know. I think it's a particular kind of individual that can handle this kind of uncertainty and volatility. And this is something that Nicholas Nassim Taleb wrote about years ago, right? The people who do the best in this current era will be the people who can adapt best.
Was that Antifragile?
Yes, I think so, yeah. He's the guy who wrote Black Swans as well.
All right. So if you're some people
who are only able to deal with routine and order in your life, you will find this particular period very stressful.
Yeah, so I think it's about creating that new routine. We spoke about that, right? So adapting to a new routine. So I think just learning how to adapt would be really that big answer that you're looking for.
Yeah, so establishing new routines is going to be important. Setting hours, this is one of the tips that is on this this article right here. Setting hours, because when you are working from home, there is a risk that your entire time at home becomes your working hours. The difference with if you go to the office, if you go to work, your office hours are generally the time you spend in the office. Now, if you're at home and working from home, how do you separate the two times between being on for work and being rested and off at home?
So I think the trick is to follow the hours when you're in the office, right? So don't go and create new hours, but you might wake up later. In our case, we may wake up later.
Yeah, I following those hours or finding new ways, because people are going to start being a bit more flexible with it. So maybe 2-3 hour stretches at a time. Don't try to work while you're watching TV, while you're trying to cook. That's just a recipe for a bad meal while you don't pay attention to the TV and maybe not that productive work as well.
Yeah, I think people make a lot of hoo-ha about, you know, separating life from work. The reality is that the grey lines have been drawn, okay? And especially if you're in a creative industry, you work all the time, every time. And if you work for yourself, you know, like I do as well, you can't stop working because there's always things to address, right? So you have to make use of your time, and you got to realize that there's other things equally as important, like time with your family, like exercise, like your spirituality. These are all balls you got to keep in the air. You know, you got to see your parents. You got to keep your relationships alive, and one should not take precedence over the other. And I think those are very important to realize.
So maybe it's not so much about setting the work hours, but setting aside specific time.
Correct.
To do non-work items.
Correct.
1 hour to work out, 1 hour to just do nothing. I think I personally like setting some time aside to do absolutely nothing. It's quite relaxing on the mind, because sometimes you just feel like your brain is all frazzled. I there's no other word to use, really.
Have you ever contemplated your navel? I mean, honestly, seriously.
I can safely say no.
Have you ever sat in one spot and then contemplated your navel for like 20 minutes?
No.
Try it. It's a lot of fun.
You want me to contemplate my navel right now?
Not now.
It's a little bit
you're
like
the anchor, so being, you need to be present.
Present, you know. So it's like what Noel will tell you about being mindful. You just got to zone out and just realize that there's more to life than work, like your navel.
So this is the exact example, right? When you are working, work. Focus on the job at hand and contemplate your navel later at a specific time that you've set for yourself. Right now, we're going into the 6:30 a.m. news. And after that, we'll be talking about how we can manage potential conflict and disagreement while we're working remotely. As it is, we face this in our normal working lives. How do we deal with it remotely? If you've got any thoughts here, let us know over on Twitter at BFM Radio, over WhatsApp at 018-789-8899. Now, to take you to these 6:30 a.m. news, Stevie Wonder with Signed, Sealed, Delivered. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kunnison, and that was Kings of Convenience with I'd Rather Dance With You. I'm not sure if anyone can go dancing right now. No, actually, I'm not. I know for a fact, please don't go out dancing. If you want, dance at home. Actually, in the confines of working from home, turn on some music.
Or like what Chuang says, watch your navel.
Oh, man.
You just reminded him, lah, hayo.
Now, yes, hopefully I don't get distracted and start wandering off. But right now, we're talking about one of the biggest challenges from working from home, or more specifically, working virtually, is that how do you manage potential conflict and disagreement while you're doing this, while you're doing this virtually? It's one thing to already disagree with someone in person. There's body language, there's tone, there's a lot of different other elements to it. Now, if you're doing it digitally, that's one-on-one, it's already a problem. If you're doing it in a group, on a group call, like how do you voice disagreement over a con call like that?
Well, this is a very dicey topic, but it's necessary because now that we are working online, it's so important, right? I think the main thing about working online is because we cannot see the other person's body language, and you know, and sometimes when you don't have that physical presence, you may lose that human connection, right? So I think a few things can happen, right? You have to be really mindful about your choice of words. That's super critical. You might have to cushion your words. And I think using emojis help.
For sure.
Yeah, you know, it sort of soothes the, it bridges the gap, right? And then also it's about, but you cannot go online forever, I think. I know some teams have been working online for a long time, like India and UK, you know, they do that communication. But I think always having that chance to meet physically, I think it does help. So you need that combination, I feel.
Yeah, look, I mean, for me, what works is basically thinking about the outcome, right? So you think about the outcome, and if you can get to the outcome, and you can get to the outcome in a number of different ways. I don't try and sweat the small stuff. I focus on the results, and if I can get to the result in as short a space of time as possible, just go for it. And that goes for my, you know, for the people I work with. And I think there's a lot of anger and stress and anxiety in the workforce, whether in virtual world or whether in the real world, about, you know, who's got the last word, who's got the upper hand, who's got this, who's got that. No, man, just think about the result. It's like if you work in the BFM Morning Round team, right? There's how many people now, like, what, 8, 9, whatever, 10?
9 people online now.
Yeah, just think about the show. The only thing that matters is the show, and that's what matters.
Yeah, you know, having said that, the show, of course, is important, right? The outcomes are important. But, you know, show and outcomes are about people, right? And if you're not able to get along with people, what show is there?
Yeah, that's why. So in the past, there's been issues. But just as well now, when I can talk about, you know, contemplating navels and Roshan will be like, he looks down at his, you know.
He looks at your navel. He's not looking at his navel.
No, I'm looking down in disappointment. That's what I'm doing. But these are things, because even before this, talking virtually has been, there's a certain level of etiquette, right? There's a certain level of the emojis that you use, because sometimes we overanalyze each and every message we get. Sometimes someone sends you a message just saying K, and you're like, what does that mean? Is this person angry with me? Is this person annoyed?
Yeah, why is it just one single alphabet?
Why is it
that
so
rude?
Brief? Yes, correct. So is it rude or is it not? And sometimes the power of emojis cannot be underestimated, I feel. It really sets the tone of a message. I've had massive disagreements between friends. We already know how each other talk, but we've had disagreements crop up because a sentence could be read two different ways, and one was read... quite negatively, and it just spiraled out of control. A simple emoji, a wink face or a smirk would have sorted that out, and no one would have gotten annoyed with each other.
This is how the millennials communicate now, you see.
Yes, but I think, you know, just choice of words, right? And I'm sure that can make a difference. And actually, BFM has a code of conduct. If you have any disagreements, don't put it in writing. Don't go online about it. Go offline and talk face to face.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of credence in that. A lot of people, they don't like to have that confrontation. They put it off and they put it off, and then it just festers, right? Just do the Scandinavian thing. You know, the Scandinavian way of business is very direct. They can tell you straight to your face something that they don't like. And then at 5 o'clock, they'll say, hey, let's go and have a game of tennis. And then people are like, what?
Yes, I think it's not very personal, right?
It's not personal. It's all about work, yeah.
And you say it's not personal. I go straight to Godfather thinking it's nothing personal. It's just business.
Yeah.
Which is something
you mess
that
with
is,
me, you mess with my family, yeah.
Okay, make me a deal that I cannot refuse.
Okay, now we've gone down a different track here. But essentially, it is the... culturally, that is one thing also, right? It's maybe the Scandinavians have a very more straightforward culture. Maybe Malaysia is not the same. But... not taking it personal is probably the most essential, important thing when it comes to all of this, and realizing that everyone is trying to achieve the same goal. Up next, we'll be taking a look at the papers and the portals. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9. Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanesan. In studio with me this morning, Noel Lim and Koo Soo Chuang. And that was Only Heather by Wild Nothing. Right now, we're taking a look at the portals and the papers. I've got the star in front of me and very clear messaging here. Just stay home.
Same Financial Daily. Stay home, protect your family and yourself. Muhyiddin says that was his speech last night. So otherwise, the partial lockdown may have to be extended. So really, we all have to do our part.
I have the Malaysian Reserve, and I love the fact that the Malaysian Reserve, sometimes it likes to buck the trend. I really must send my shouts out to the team at Malaysian Reserve, wherever they are, right? Because on the front page, they've decided to go zig while the others are going zag with the COVID-19. These guys at Malaysian Reserve talking about the changes at state-owned agencies after the Mara shakeup. Love that, right? It just sends all kinds of interesting angles in terms of priorities with the government about how appointees in certain GLCs still have to be shaken up with new governments. And you just kind of realize, right, there are bigger fish to fry than your political appointments in GLCs.
Just to add that, Financial Daily also has that on their front page. And it's really a shame because, the former Mara board was appointed by the previous governments, and they had some like really capable professionals. I think like the chairman, for example, Dr. Hasnita Hashim, I think she's from Oxford and she's like a physics graduate. What a shame. But anyway, well, there's going to be a change. And like you say, where are our priorities at this point?
Yeah, like the economy, right? Mm-hmm. COVID-19, the economy. Sometimes politicians don't realize they are part of the problem, not the solution.
Yeah, if you turn over, just to see the scale of the impact here, if you turn over to the sports pages, which I've done with the Star right now, darkness over Euro. I think there's a bit of indecision over what's going to happen. UEFA has decided to postpone it for 12 months to buy some time for the Euro right now to proceed. But I think the EPL has been postponed indefinitely, if not cancelled. We've seen sports now. The only one that's really in focus is the Olympics, right? Because still no concrete word on whether that's going to proceed or not.
Yeah, high chance it'll be pushed out to at least November. Page 3 of the NSD, great advertisement for Land Rover defenders. because it's not a real ad, is the fact that the Perak Information Department mobile unit were making their rounds in Taman Cempaka and Ipoh yesterday. And the Land Rover defender that they're sitting in is pretty good looking car, man. It's got all the right bits and bobs on it.
Yeah, you really like the Defender, right?
I do. I think it's a great looking vehicle.
If you didn't mention it was a car, I would have been like, what's that?
Land Rover Defender. Is that a new superhero, Chuang?
No, it's not. It's one of the best vehicles made of all time.
Why is it so good?
No, it just goes anywhere. It's the kind of vehicle...
Like any car, right?
It's the kind of vehicle you need now in a kind of Armageddon-like scenario.
Yeah, basically,
where are you going at this time?
Yeah, fleeing for the hills.
And this is an old car, right, Chuang? This is easily 20, 30 years old.
The design's about 80 years old.
Yeah, anyway, coming back to the papers at hand, the Metro also went with Tolonglah Duduk di Rumah. This really echoes the sentiment by Tan Sri Muhyiddin yesterday during his press conference, essentially just asking the rakyat to stay at home. There were concerns over the ambiguity that came out from the movement control order about what you can do and what you can't. He's basically come out to say, stay home, shower, watch HBO, but most importantly, stay at home. If this containment doesn't work, they've warned that if the movement control order intended to break the chain of COVID-19 infections does not exceed, the MCO could be extended beyond March 31st. And this is all about trying to contain it, not preventing it from spreading, and flattening the curve as much as we can. So I implore everyone to follow this and just stay at home. Only go out when you need to. Don't leave your home unnecessarily.
So as at yesterday, 790 cases in Malaysia, right? It's climbing about 100 cases every day.
Yeah, the Malaysian Insight is open as well on my screen. talking about how the control order might be extended if the virus chain is not broken, according to the Prime Minister. His speech last night was interesting because he was very personal in saying to people, come on, if you're in JB, stay in JB. If you're in Penang, stay in Penang. Don't go out station.
He also suggested watch HBO, get onto WhatsApp. And some suggestions there. Also, remember to keep yourself clean.
I mean, if we roll back to everything we've talked about in this hour, it really comes back to learning how to live digitally, adapting to the new current ways, and remembering that this is not normal operation. We are trying to deal with something. We're trying to stop the virus from spreading. Hence, why we've done the movement control order. So let's make it worth it. Let's get this done, and hopefully, we don't go beyond March 31st. Right now, we're going into a few messages, and after that, the 7 a.m. news bulletin. And after that, we'll be talking about markets, especially with oil plunging below $30 a barrel. To take you there, Roll With It by Oasis. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.